CrimeCanada.ca main source of crime news and information in Canada? GFL Stony Creek landfill odor complaints persist amid ongoing community and government efforts. Table of contents, ongoing remediation efforts. GFL Stony government intervention and regulatory response. Community impact and response. Timeline of odor complaints and actions taken. Looking ahead. The GFL Stony Creek Regional Facility in Hamilton, Ontario, has been the focus of persistent odor complaints from local residents since April 2023. Characterized by a strong rotten egg and chemical smell linked to hydrogen sulfide emissions from a leachate pond, the odor has caused significant discomfort and health concerns. Despite ongoing remediation efforts by GFL and intervention from provincial authorities, the issue continues into 2025, prompting community activism and calls for stronger regulatory action to protect residents' quality of life. Since the initial reports of foul odors in April 2023, the GFL Stony Creek Regional Facility has become a central point of concern for the surrounding community. Residents have described the odor as overpowering and persistent, often disrupting daily activities and prompting complaints to local health departments. The source of the smell has been identified primarily as hydrogen sulfide emissions emanating from the facility's leachate pond, which processes liquid waste generated during landfill operations. Ongoing remediation efforts, GFL Stony. GFL Environmental, the company operating the landfill, has undertaken multiple remediation actions aimed at mitigating the odor issue. These measures have included enhancements to the leachate treatment systems, odor neutralization techniques, and increased monitoring protocols. Company representatives have expressed commitment to addressing the problem and maintaining compliance with environmental standards. However, these efforts have yet to fully resolve the situation as complaints persist into 2025. Government intervention and regulatory response. Provincial environmental authorities have actively engaged in the situation following numerous complaints. The Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks has conducted several inspections and issued directives requiring GFL to implement additional corrective measures. Regulatory officials continue to monitor emissions data and community reports to assess compliance and environmental impact. Despite these interventions, some stakeholders argue that regulatory frameworks need strengthening to prevent similar issues in the future. Community impact and response. The prolonged exposure to odors has raised health and quality of life concerns among residents in Hamilton's Stony Creek area. Local community groups have organized forums and petitions demanding more transparent communication and decisive action from both GFL and government agencies. Public health experts have noted that hydrogen sulfide, even at low concentrations, can cause respiratory irritation and other symptoms, which has amplified apprehension among affected populations. Timeline of odor complaints and actions taken. The odor complaints linked to the GFL Stony Creek landfill began surfacing in April 2023, when residents first reported a strong, foul smell permeating the surrounding neighborhoods. In response, GFL Environmental initiated preliminary assessments and odor control measures in mid-2023, including the use of neutralizing agents and adjustments to leachate management. By late 2023, the issue had escalated, prompting formal inspections by Ontario's Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks, A. In early 2024, the MECP issued a series of compliance directives, requiring GFL to enhance treatment infrastructure and increase emission monitoring. Despite these efforts, community complaints continued into 2025, leading to further regulatory scrutiny and renewed public pressure. This timeline illustrates the prolonged nature of the issue and the evolving efforts to contain it over nearly 2 years. Looking ahead, as the issue extends into 2025, ongoing dialogue between GFL, government regulators, and the community remains critical. Enhanced monitoring and adaptive management strategies are being considered to better control emissions and address residents' concerns. The situation at the Stony Creek landfill underscores the challenges of balancing waste management needs with environmental protection and community well-being. In conclusion, the persistent odor issues at the GFL Stony Creek Regional Facility highlight a complex environmental and public health challenge that continues to affect the Hamilton community. Despite ongoing remediation efforts by GFL and regulatory oversight by provincial authorities, the hydrogen sulfide emissions remain a source of concern well into 2025. The situation underscores the importance of effective communication, robust regulatory frameworks, and collaborative problem-solving among stakeholders to safeguard both environmental quality and residents' health. Moving forward, sustained engagement and adaptive management will be essential to resolving the odor problems and restoring community confidence.